when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening for all you precious Blood River Radio family out there and all you new people that might be tuning in. I think we get several every week. Our news of us, our broadcast, we're getting around. The news is getting spread. And who are we? We are Blood River Radio. That's who we are. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. I'm one of the guys that makes this place go. And we are proudly syndicated nationwide. Anywhere you can hear any radio, we're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and the crew, Jay and sweet little Miss Teenage America. And that's who keeps us going. It takes, it takes a lot of people to keep this thing going, not just one man, okay? Just please understand that. Anyway, you may be wondering about the date. I had to look at the calendar myself. It's August the 9th, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2025. People, make no mistake, there is no way under the sun, no name under the sun, which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. I'll just tell you short and sweet. You do have to have a relationship with Jesus. You do need to spread the word about Jesus Christ. I think the Baptists call it the Great Commission. You need to spread the word of Jesus Christ far and wide. You need to work with children too, and you need to look after the widows, the ladies, the people that are struggling. That's what you need to do. That's what Jesus Christ expects you to do. Now, on the other hand, which sometimes is hard for me to understand, and this is kind of like a pre-prayer, I guess, the Apostle James, the brother of Jesus Christ, said that there is no faith without works is dead. So, I've often wondered in the other scripture, I believe it's, I'll just say Romans, everything's Romans just about to me. But one scripture says, you are saved, there is none good, no, not one. For you are saved by grace, and grace alone through faith. Even that faith is not your own, it's given to you. At least any man should boast. Even your good works are likened to filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. So, some people say, how can you reconcile with that with James, Apostle James, when he said that there is faith without works is dead? And believe it or not, that was totally unscripted. That's the way we do here at Blood River Radio. I'm pretty much of an organized, disorganized person, you might say. That's just the way I roll, the way I grew up. Anyway, people. I'll let that suffice as the prayer, part of the prayer, but if you will, I want to finish this prayer off, if you will, folks. If you will, people, bow your head. Dear God, thank you so much for letting me overcome these seemingly endless barricades, blocks that have been thrown into my life, into everybody in the world. Lord, everybody has their own little cross to bear. Thank you for letting me overcome the ones I've had in the last 48 hours and being able to come in here to have the privilege, Lord, of spreading the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ and also to fight the enemy tooth and nail. Lord, my only hope is if you could do anything better, I would like to get it up and personal with the enemy once again in my life and actually feel combat up close and personal. But that's what I like to do. But anyway, Lord, once again, thank you for letting me come in here. Thank you for giving us people to work with, like sweet, precious little Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, and Jay and Sam and all of our people that listen to us and all of our listeners that send money in to keep us on the air. Thank you for all the co-hosts. Like I said, it takes a friggin' army to run something like this. If you ever think one person come on to do this, you're just absolutely kidding yourselves. Just liken it to Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant in football said that if you think you can just win and keep winning by just out coaching other people with no talent, and he said, you're just kidding yourself. It's impossible. It's just the same way here. Like Bear Bryant said, you can't have anything like this without a bunch of people. And believe it or not, the people that was totally unscripted. Anyway, prayer, I ask all this in Jesus' name, people. Anyway, people, we always go after our prayer, or quite unorthodox prayer, I may say today, even for my standards. We have some donors this week. We have precious Miss Buddy. She was married to the one and only Mr. Buddy, who passed away last April. Me and Gene Andrews, my co-host, I guess I'm his co-host, really, truth be known. He'll be coming on third hour. We were the only people, I guess, not in the family, but we were invited to the memorial. Anyway, he was a wonderful person. He's one of the greatest. I've never known anybody that could beat Mr. Buddy. Anyway, Miss Buddy, I always say that she belonged to Mr. Buddy. But anyway, she supported us. She sent us a check. She does regularly, like class court. So did the old Sasquatch down there in the swamps of Georgia. The old Sasquatch is he's like clockwork, buddy. And you know what? I'm going to tell you somebody we absolutely, positively could not run this place without, and that is Biscuit. Biscuit can't listen tonight. He'll be listening to the archives, so I hope the archives get up in time. He doesn't have to wait a long time. Things are really hard. It's not always easy to get archives up, I'm here to tell you people. Also, Big Ben of Lynbrook, New York. Thank you so much, Big Ben. Thank you so much, Biscuit, Sasquatch, and Miss Buddy. And also, one more. I talked to the other day. I talked to him about one of my health problems. Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, my combat wounded Vietnam veteran. He up close and personal with the VC. Yes, sir, buddy. And the regulars. God bless you, all you people, for keeping us on the air. People, next, we're going to be quick outline. We're going to be blessed to have Phil Torrey on. He's one of the survivors of the United States Ship Liberty that dastardly attacked our only ally in the Mideast, attacked the United States Ship Liberty June the 8th of 1967 with the full approval of LBJ, President LBJ, and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. May both of their people, may they rest in hell for what they did. I hope I'm not condemned for saying that, but I'm not going to lie. I actually feel that way. So Phil will be coming on the first hour after this our first commercial break. We're going to have Ben Walker sitting in. He's going to be helping us. He's going to be riding a shotgun, helping make sure this thing goes today. One of the many people it takes to make Blood River Radio go. Hour two, Paul is coming in with a guest about to do German history. I think her name is not Brandy. I can't remember her. We'll get her to introduce. We'll get Paul to introduce her when they come in. And we'll only need one phone number because she's going to be with Paul. So anyway, so Paul, German history continues, hour two. Hour three, the bitter ender and Gene Andrews is going to come in to do Confederate history. And just a tidbit out there, I was talking to Sam Dixon the other day. You know, he's an expert on Russian history. I thought I was right asking about that. He's going to come in. But don't worry, people. This isn't going to become just history. We'll be doing pretty soon. We'll be doing German history probably one day a month, and maybe Russian history one day a month. Confederate history is kind of like what we had hang our hat on third hour. So anyway, that's what we're looking for that in the future. That's not totally in stone yet, but it's pretty much probably going to happen. Well, we only have about a minute left before we go to the break, so I will shut my mouth. It takes all this to do the housekeeping chores. We'll bring Ben in, and after and at the break, we'll bring Phil Torrey in. He's going to give us an after-action report of what the Jews did to our USS Liberty veterans in Norfolk. Our beloved veterans at the Baptist Church, the Judeo-Christians, the Southern Baptists, the United Methodists, all these sons of bitches love the veterans, and left until it left us this Israel down. And I'm going to tell you a story about a trailer turncoat. He was a 13-year veteran in the Navy who actually places Israel above his own sailor. We'll talk about that in the second hour, hopefully. I mean, excuse me, the second segment. Anyway, what you doing there, Ben? Come on in here, fella.
Well, I'm doing all right, just tooling off. I apologize if there's any background noise. I'm in my truck at a job site. again.
Well, apologize to me. I'm the only damn background noise around here we got to worry about, because I know people get tired of hearing my old crappy voice.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they get tired of hearing you, Eddie, they're on the wrong show, because this is your show.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's been kind of a rough week, rough since May, since that damn surgery. So here's how disorganized I am. Everything you heard from now back to when I came out was totally unscripted. I just came in and did it because I used to make plans, but and speaking of plans, I hear the music, and that is plans. We can't control that. So, people, we have to go to our first break. Hang on for Ben, Tennessee Ben, and hang on for the one and only Phil Torney. Be right back in a few seconds, folks.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, without further ado, as we promised during the first segment, we didn't bring our guest on the first segment because we don't like people have to sit through the announcements, the prayer, the donors. Sam Bushman used to lecture me about that. And so without further ado, we have our honored, supremely honored guest, Phil Torney. He's one of the survivors of the United States Ship Liberty when they got attacked that fateful day of June of 1967. And he's going to come on tonight, and hopefully he can give us an after-action report of that, what went down in Norfolk, Virginia, which is a disgrace up there with the way these people treat our veterans. So that's what Phil's going to do. He's going to give us an after-action report. How are you doing, my brother Phil?
Good, thanks, Eddie. And, appreciate the shout-out. Hopefully we can educate some people later today. Probably not something they don't already know, but first I'd like to start off with remembering three of my crewmates that just passed away. Gary Barton, he was a ship's cook, 79 years old. My dear friend Ron Kuchel, 85 years old. And yes, these are great, great men. And there's one more, Larry Weaver, passed away. He was one of the most severely wounded aboard the ship. So, you know, this is in memory of them and all the rest of the people that were aboard and died on that ship. We're dying out now. But that doesn't mean everything's bad, because we don't give up.
Amen. We never give up. You know, I remember I was really attached to Ron Kukol. He was one of my favorites, along with Bob Scarborough. I really loved Bob Scarborough, and Bob Scarborough's been dead now maybe a year. You know,
unfortunately, I didn't know Bob that long either. I just, you know, was a communication technician, and we really got to know each other. Man, we just hit it off like brothers, you know. It was great. And, you know, he had the same vigor. He was fighting for the truth, as we all do. And it's important for America to understand the USS Liberty is the key. It is the key to the real truth of what's going on in this world. That's why they're so afraid, that our Congress is so afraid of the USS Liberty veterans. And our eyewitness testimony and our documents, our sworn documents. They can't stand that, Eddie. And that's the problem. Yeah.
You know, Phil, I'm going to send this recording, this program, to there's a church. Some people call it a church. It's like a whorehouse. That's Bellevue Baptist Church. I live within probably about... I'm going to say 6 miles, and there's a pastor over there, if you want to call him a pastor. He's the missions pastor. I'm going to say his name. His name is Ben Taylor. I've been on him, Phil, since June. I think I told you about this. I told Mo Schaefer about it. I went over there personally to tell this guy. I said, look, I want to get to say, I told the people at Bellevue Baptist, it's a huge church. It's a multi-million-dollar church. They must have 10, 12, 15 pastors, so to speak. They have a pastor for everything you can imagine. The little kids, the teenagers, the adults, the old people. They have one for the mission, Pastor Phil. He's the one, and he was high. He was real high on getting you guys in to speak. I said, I got these sailors in there, veterans. I know how Southern Baptists love veterans. Every November, y'all give us a free cup of coffee to prove it, you know. But, no, I talked. I had a good rapport going on with him. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to research the USS Liberty just a little bit. And he said he'd get back with me. I've been facing that dude now, Phil, for over a month. He will not return my phone calls. But I tell you what, see, the thing is, they can't get rid of me, Phil. I'm going to go over there and see him on a Sunday if I can run him down. But, Phil, you're right. And I'm going to shut up, Phil. What it is, it's scripture. It's for fear of the Jew. This is huge, rich Baptist church. But even as big as they are, as influential as they are here in the tri-state area, as much money as they have, they're still afraid. They're scared to death of people, of you, Phil. They're scared to death of Larry Bowen. They're scared to death of the story of Israel getting out, what they did to our veterans, our brothers, sailors, and Marines. But I know, Phil, I know you just experienced that same thing 1,000 times, brother. I just cannot get it at all. And there's a story I'll tell to you, but I'm starting to run too long. Phil, why don't you tell us a little bit, if you can, if you don't mind, if it's not too traumatic. I think what we could do, we could talk about Ron and Larry and Bob a little bit if you want to. But I was going to ask you about to give us an after-action report about what went down in Norfolk, Virginia.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and give you that. I'll tell you what happened.
Yes, sir.
From the beginning, when we decided to have a reunion in Norfolk, and the... You know, we had two guest speakers lined up. One, everybody knows, is Stu Peters.
And yeah, he's huge.
Yeah. But the hotel didn't like it. it's just politics as usual, you know. And we were getting called, you know, names, and we had death threats. And, man, all we're trying to do is honor, you know, the 34 that were killed that day. That was our only intent, you know. Yeah, Stu's controversial and all that stuff. We ended up telling him he could not come because we can't cancel the reunion just because they wouldn't let him into the hotel. He wasn't even allowed in the lobby. So, and another one. You know, but Lucas Gage, he was coming. And all the usual suspects, you know, got on TV. There was a rabbi on TV talking about USS Liberty and us inviting Nazis. And so they tried to besmirch our character and all that, but we held our heads high. We had a wonderful reunion. We had round-the-clock police protection because of threats and such things as that. And those were expenses that we had to pay for out of our fund. You know, over 15,000 or a bit over for security to Norfolk Police. Then we also had to pay for the waiting staff and maids that would not show up to work because they're afraid to come to work. So that's another 5,000 or so. So that's kind of what they did, but we had a good speaker, a good friend of mine. You know, he has a podcast, The Burn Pit. I don't know if you've seen it, but he spoke and a few others, I did. And we went to the monument that was built right here in Colorado. You know, my idea of getting that thing going, it's beautiful, man. I tell you, you got to see it. You know, it's in Tidewater, Virginia, post 4908. It's a VFW post. But that's kind of how it wrapped up. You know, there wasn't really any problems, but the media was all over us with bad press and stuff like that, man. And all we were trying to do is just remember our shipmates, and it seems like the whole world is against us. But we're making press, you know, we're on social media, and I'm starting my own podcast later this month. It will be the Phil Turney podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that, Eddie. And, you know, I'm still, I can do it. And I have to. Because my shipmates don't have a voice that were killed that day. Or the ones that have worked so hard for this association that is no longer with us. You know, I'm their voice. And I will carry that on. So. That you know, that's pretty much it. And I'll have different guests on things like that, and just trying to give the people the truth, because I really do believe, Eddie, that the USS Liberty is the real thorn in the eye of not only our government but Israel, or is it one and the same?
Yes,
pretty much is.
You're absolutely right, Phil. And Phil, before we forget, I know the USS Liberty Association was out a ton of money. How can we get money, the best way to send money to the USS Liberty Veterans Association, Phil?
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Just go to libertyveterans.org. LibertyVeterans.org. It would be very, very nice if you did something like that. But also, you can buy T-shirts and memorabilia.
We'll do that.
Place to go.
Phil, hang on. I've got a few more questions. We got to go to our second break. Be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. There's beefed up federal law enforcement presence in the streets of Washington. More from Greg Clugston.
At the direction of President Trump, federal officers will be patrolling the nation's capital for at least the next week.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
He has repeatedly complained about the city's crime.
Now, we want to have a great, safe capital.
The president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running D.C., but doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four astronauts back home now following a five-month stay at the International Space Station, their SpaceX capsule parachuting into the Pacific off the coast of Southern California earlier in the day. Two crew members from the U.S., one from Russia, and one from Japan. Also at townhall.com, Michigan's governor trying to convince the White House to change course on tariffs that affect the auto industry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments, but White House spokesman Kush Desai says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Boris said Daly meat plant involved in that food poisoning outbreak last year set to reopen. Federal health officials lifted a suspension at the company's site in Jarrett, Virginia. New documents, though, show sanitation problems similar to those that caused that contamination may persist at three other company sites. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
Blood River Radio family. I'd just like to say Phil Torrey is with us, just in case you're coming in. He is one of the survivors from USS Liberty. He's probably, I don't know all of them, but along with Larry Bowen, I'll say none of them is tougher, has a tougher minded than Phil, because Phil stands up and fights regardless of the threats. I know he's had probably more death threats than he can count, but he's still in there swinging. And listen, Phil is starting his own podcast. That's not cheap. It's not easy. But they also, listen, in case you're just tuning in, the USS Liberty, they were out a lot of money at Norfolk, Virginia, back in May, I believe it was, when I had my surgery. Or I'd have been there if I hadn't had that heart surgery. But they could stand some money. So if you will, Phil, tell our listeners one more time how they can send to help you out some financially wise, Phil, and tell them about your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Eddie. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, go to just libertyveterans.org and you can donate there. You can buy shirts and jackets and hats and, you know, stuff that remembers the Liberty. And they're quality made, they're nice. And, you know, you can do some shopping there. But yeah, that'd be really appreciated. As far as my podcast, it's the Phil Turney podcast. It'll be later this month. I'll get it out to everybody when my first show comes on. And hopefully you can help me out and advertise that for me, Eddie, and I'd appreciate
no doubt.
That. Phil Turney podcast, I'll get it up on every site I can, you know, social media. That's how important it is to me. And thank God for the internet. And as long as we still got free speech, I'm going to use every ounce of it. And now's the time. If I don't do it now, I never will. Maybe that was my calling. It probably always has been.
It looks like it.
I believe in it. Say again.
I said it looks like that's your calling for sure. We all have one, they say, and I think that is your calling, Phil. I really do. In fact, of all the survivors, the sailors and Marines, I think you're the only. You've probably been the most vocal, the most consistent fighter. You've never backed down. You've never backed down in front of criticism and threats. I've known that just from this. The years I've known you. Matter of fact, I used to be with another radio program, and we talked about y'all. We had y'all on, and you've always been in there fighting, slugging it out. But hey, Ben, do you have a question before I run a question or two about Phil? Ben, do you have any questions for Phil or any comments?
Well, one is my comment on this is one. I am honored to be on the air with you, and you guys are incredibly strong fighters to have gone through what you have gone through with the whole situation, whether it be the trauma from the actual attack on the USS Liberty or what you just deal with on a daily base out here with this Jewish-loving America that we're in, where you can't even tell people the truth without being accused of being anti-Semitic and being racist. And, you know, my hat is off to you, sir, for standing your ground and telling the people the truth.
Well, hey, thank you. That was very kind of you. I appreciate it. But, you know, the saying anti-Semite or Jew haters, I've been called them all, but they're getting pretty weak anymore because the world can see what's going on in Gaza. I mean, I'd be an idiot not to bring it up. The world can see what's going on in Gaza, and as I see it, and it'll bring you to your knees. It's so sad and despicable, and our government's paying for it. And that is, as far as I'm, that's a mortal sin, as far as I'm concerned. But that's the purpose of my show, is to bring out things like this. And you know, we want to get this done for Radet. You know, we've been fighting our rear ends off for 58 years, and they denied us everything. The War Crimes Commission, they denied. Everything they denied, we went and asked for. And the War Crimes Commission, their mandate says they have to investigate, and they didn't. They will not investigate it. So they're violating their own internal orders.
Yep.
That's how secret this is. You know.
What has been the biggest, I guess, hurdle you guys have had to jump with overcoming the backlash and the trauma and stuff from the event? You know, what's been the most difficult part outside of, you know, just getting through to the government?
The most difficult part, I guess, is pretty much is all it's always been. It's been the government against us. We're not fighting just our government. We're fighting the Israeli government, too. And again, one and the same, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Sure seems like it. But, no, I mean, this is buried so deep. And so it's so diabolical what they had planned. It's so diabolical to have us set. They set us up to sink, and we didn't sink and save the world from World War III. That's how important this is. And then we get ordered by our own government never to speak of it, or we'd end up in prison or worse. So does it affect everybody's lives? You damn well it does, especially the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
We defeated the mighty IDF.
Yes.
With nothing.
Yes, you did.
But our wits and will to live.
Yep.
You know, Phil, Bill is new, and for a lot of people out there, I'm just going to give the quick scenario. Our stinking government here in the United States, LBJ and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, may they rest in hell, they were in on with Israel planning this attack. They wanted that ship. They wanted the United States ship Liberty sunk. So they were going to bomb it. They were going to blame it on Egypt. As a matter of fact, there was planes, I think, on the USS Carrier America had armed with a nuclear bomb. They were going to nuke Cairo. And that's what Phil's talking about. They were going, with the USS Liberty not sinking, that was God Almighty saving us from an all-out nuclear war. Whether he's going to save us again, I don't know, because he may look down, Phil, and see how rotten the United States government is, and see how cowardly and corrupt the United States, the churches are in the United States, and see how cowardly the citizens are in the United States. They refuse to lift a finger. And y'all, you two guys are speaking of Israel. I see, and it's the same old thing. I have a post pulled up on my other computer right now, and I'll just read it quickly. It says, Israel is beginning to choke on its own lies, but I say they're not going to choke because we're getting by with it. Matter of fact, y'all, it says that Israel, Netanyahu came over here to give marching orders to Trump, and he said they're going to have an extreme, not just an escalation, Phil and Ben, and they have plans for an extreme escalation in Gaza, which will entail the total military occupation of the entire enclave. And I'd like to throw this out before I go right back to Phil. What if a lot of our Judeo-Christian nut jobs don't realize? There's Christians in Palestine. The oldest Christian church in the world was over there, and it was shut on Easter Sunday. The Jews would not allow the Christians to go to church there. Phil, I'm kind of upbeat by some of the things you said. It looks like the worm be turning. Phil, I'm going to say this, I'm going to go right back to you. I think you're exactly right. What the Jews are doing in Gaza, the world can see what they did, just the raw satanic hatred they have from people other than their own. The mass ethnic cleansing, the mass extermination of the people in Gaza and in Palestine, that coupled with what they can see, we can get the truth out about USS Liberty. Is Israel, are they going to be able to stand up to keep going if the most of the American people see what happened in Gaza and Palestine, and it's, and couple that with what's if they can see what happened to the USS Liberty, is that why they're so afraid, Bill, of the Liberty getting out? What's your opinion? Will Israel survive all this baggage if it gets out?
Well, they're having a tough time on the world stage. You've got different governments, Canada and I believe the UK and Switzerland, they're going to recognize Palestine as a state. And now, as you said, they're going to occupy the whole damn thing.
But we have to go to our last break, Phil. I'm sorry. Okay. Hold that thought, Phil. We've got our last break, first hour. Be right back, folks.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this has been a fascinating, an incredible interview, and with my brother Phil Torney, he was in the service about the same time I was in. Anyway, Phil, we're going to go back to you, and if you will, tell the audience, we're talking about the worm, what is worm going to turn, and tell the audience what we talked about during the break.
Yeah, I will. My thought on this whole deal. About Gaza, and well, back to the beginning of the war, October 7th. I talk to people, and everybody knows that you couldn't get a small kitten. Fences if Israel without knowing. And all of a sudden, the gates are open, and this happens. So, as sad as it is, all the death and destruction, it is really a human spirit around the world that can't stand what's going on and can't stand to look at it. I can't. I see it. I have to turn away. There's so much of it. Starvation and shot. Kids walking with no legs on their rear ends. it's just it's becoming too much.
Well, absolutely.
As sad as it is, this is the time for the USS Liberty, because the worm is turning. And the truth about the USS Liberty will break back the passion to attach to the Zionist state of Israel. And I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah, Phil, I think Trump, I'll make this quick about Trump because he's just another politician. I knew that you Jews have control of him. But it looks to me like, I believe in my heart also, Trump, Phil and Ben, that when the world sees, and the world is seeing loud and clear, and Phil, you mentioned, thank God for the internet, when the world sees the most powerful man in the world, Netanyahu, working through Trump, shutting down the most elite universities on earth, Columbia University. Eisenhower was the president there at one time, although he ran the death camp, so that's a story for another day. But Columbia University, Harvard University, Princeton University, these kids there, these rich kids, the cream of the crop, the best of the best, the brightest of the bright, being kicked out, having their lives ruined because for the mere fact of their standing up against mass genocide in Palestine. And Phil and Ben, I also like to remind our people, especially our Bellevue, our Southern Baptist people, and our United Methodists and all the same thing, that the churches, the oldest church in the world, was shut down by these same stinking Jews that sunk, that tried to sink the USS Liberty. They can't stop this information. Bill, in the long run, it looks to me like, I'm going to get your opinion on this, it's a good thing, in a way, that Trump, his control totally been Netanyahu and coming down with the iron fist on these college students and the most elite universities in the world. And even a couple of years ago when the IDF was over here and the Mossad hitting children, well, I'll say college kids on campuses in California. They literally had sticks and poles beating these college kids over there for protesting against about the Israeli, what they were doing, the mass genocide in Palestine, and actually killing Christians over there. And you mentioned the mass slaughter of these babies. That's probably going to, I'm probably repeating myself too much, but Phil, that may be, Trump may be a blessing, the piece of shit that he is, it might, God may be working in a mysterious way here. I guess I'm saying, go ahead, Phil.
Well, I voted for Trump 3 times, okay? And I voted for him because of our borders, the first time in 2016 and this last election. Because of borders again, Homeland Security, was tired of seeing criminals out on the street breaking the law over and over again and getting by with it and destroying the fabric of the United States of America. And that's why I voted for him. But you're right, he might be something that is completely different. And I've heard that comment before. We shall see. President Trump's got to prove himself on Epstein to get the American trust back.
And, yes.
And that's my thought.
Ben, what do you have to add to the young man? Phil, you brought up a key point with this Jeremy Epstein with his little black book that doesn't exist. If that didn't exist, why was that his girlfriend in prison? But Ben, what would you like to add to that, son?
Well, I guess I'm going to kind of go back to something I've covered on before, but it's something that's worth repeating. And that is, I had a young man come to me this week, and he's very deep into the study of the Bible, and he just now had the light click with him with John 8:44, which we've covered multiple times. Jesus calling out the Jews and saying, hey, you're of your father the devil. Just pretty blunt and cold when you really think about it. But the reason I mention that is things going on, whether it be the USS Liberty or what's going on nowadays with the government. Americans, especially the young men, are waking up to what is going on, and I'm seeing such a rise in men, maybe not so much national socialist and hardcore far right wingers, but just young men who really don't care politically, but they're waking up to what is going on in Israel. And it's awesome to see people who, you know, they're, even though they're not going to be like hardcore national socialists or Klan or, you know, out there on the streets getting vocal, but they're waking up and they're seeing the truth of what the Jews are and what they're doing. And we need to keep pushing that message out there. And eventually, you know, you can only lie so much. I don't have near the wisdom or the age under my belt as you gentlemen, but even in my lifetime, I have seen the story of the Holocaust go from being 8 million or 6 million to now they're only claiming 170-something thousand. And it's just, it's good to see the lies being brought to the light, and I'm not going to say all, but a lot of people nowadays are waking up to the truth.
You know, it's really a hard spell to break, Phil and Ben. I'll tell you quickly. I got to make this really quick. I was telling Phil this story. My favorite coffee place in Memphis, Tennessee, two days ago. I think it was Thursday. I met a sailor in there, a former sailor, been in the Navy for 13 years, had his submarine hat on. He's real proud of being a submariner, and I can see why. He'd been under the polar ice caps twice. But yet he was talking about how much he loved Israel and how proud he was of Trump because Trump bombed Iran. And I said, what for? He said, to keep them from getting nuclear warheads. I said, well, you know who has nuclear warheads? And the United States and Israel. And the United States is the only country in the world that's ever used nuclear warheads. But why should Iran not be allowed to have them? In a perfect world, no one would have them. But other countries do. And he was saying because he was afraid Israel would be attacked. And I'll cut this short. And he knew, get this, this is what blew my mind, Phil and Ben. I said, I bet you I know a ship that you've never heard of. You've been at the Navy 13 years. I bet you I know something about the Navy you don't. You bet you never heard of the United States Ship Liberty. He said, oh, yes. Yeah, that's the ship that was attacked by the Israelis in 1967. I said, you know about that? Yeah. I said, and you still support? What do you think about your brother sailors and Marines that were napalmed and had their guts blown out? The life rafts that were machine gunned. And they were the only ship I know of in history of the U.S. Navy, the United States Navy, that was napalmed. Well, it pissed him off when I talked about that. And this is a true story. He stood up and said, well, I have to go get my wife. And I said, well, I think it's a damn good thing you do. But I feel I could not believe it. A sailor, an American sailor, 13 years in the United States Navy, and he's going to... It's just like the sailors, the Marines, USS Liberty was nothing. It was just like of collateral damage, you know, like a dog getting run over or something. I mean, but that's what we fight against. I mean, those people like that are just lost causes. We have to work on people that can be wakened up. Well, Phil, we're about to run out of time, brother. It's been a blessing having you on. And anything we can do for you to get your podcast going, all you got to do is tune in. All you do is give me a call, brother. Brother, we're completely out of time. I hear the music. I'll stay in contact with you. You do the same thing, brother. Hang on, seriously, people. We're going to transition to the second hour. Guys, going to pick up Paul from his guest. Be right back, folks.